Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, Bills Mafia? It is Friday, February 12th, 2021, and this is your weekly Bills Flash Briefing. Some big news out of Houston this morning. J.J. Watt, we've been talking about him a ton over the last couple weeks as a potential target for the Bills. Well, he was still on the Texans roster until today. Both parties mutually agreed to go their separate ways. J.J. Watt was set to make $17.5 million this year, but instead the Texans release him with no dead cap penalty, which means he'll become a free agent, and the market for J.J. Watt is expected to be quite fierce. According to DraftKings, the Bills have the third best odds of any team to sign J.J. Watt at plus 1,000. The two top teams, according to DraftKings, are the Pittsburgh Steelers, plus 400, and the Green Bay Packers at plus 900. Let's be honest here. J.J. Watt, his brother plays for the Pittsburgh Steelers, T.J. Watt. And I think that the possibility of teaming up with T.J. is probably very appealing to J.J. Watt. But here's the thing. We talked about this recently on the Shout podcast. The Bills are probably positioned alongside the Chiefs as the two top powers in the conference moving forward. They have a MVP caliber quarterback in Josh Allen. They have a lot of weapons on offense, and they have a lot of pieces on defense. And I know that defense didn't play well against the Chiefs. You talk about Tre'Davious White, the safeties, Ed Oliver on the interior, Star Latulele coming back, and a young linebacker, whatever you think about him. Tremaine Edmonds is a two-time Pro Bowler. So it's going to be interesting to see how the pursuit of J.J. Watt goes. I put up a story on New York Upstate and Syracuse.com just now in terms of how the Bills stack up against other teams. So go check that out, and that will give you a little bit of insight into what this process is going to look like. In other news, big headline on the site today, John Feliciano appeared on the Tim Graham and Friends podcast this week, and he said, "I don't see myself going anywhere despite being a free agent." That is some big news, because I feel like John Feliciano is sort of the first domino that might fall when it comes to how this offseason is going to play out. Here's a little bit more of what Feliciano said on the podcast. "I love Buffalo, and I know how they feel about me. I'm going to stay optimistic, and I don't like change. Honestly, when I think of next season, I see myself as a Bill. We'll see what happens, but I think both sides want the same thing, so it's just a matter of time, I think." You know, that's great news. Obviously, the Bills have two big pieces on their offensive line that they have to worry about. Darrell Williams played at an all-pro level. He wasn't voted as a second-team or first-team all-pro, but I thought he was definitely in the mix, and he's going to be somebody that the Bills probably want to lock up, because those bookends, Deion Dawkins and Darrell Williams, they were so consistent and so good in big moments all year long. John Feliciano offers them flexibility on the interior. I thought he's probably their best run-blocking guard, maybe their best run-blocking offensive lineman. And I think whatever happens with John Feliciano then kind of shifts the focus to Mitch Morse, who's under contract for two more years, but the Bills can save some money if they were to cut him, or maybe even if they want to restructure Morse, bring him back on a new deal, maybe push some of that money down the road. We'll see what happens there. But a cool thing for Feliciano to come out and say this stuff, because everybody knows he's a Bills Mafia fan favorite. So we'll see how that goes moving forward into the rest of free agency. Big week on tap next week. We are going to start diving into a lot of different parts of this offseason. We will have our big top 50 free agent targets for the Bills, and that's a Bills specific list. So you could probably search right now on all the different platforms and or different websites and find top 50, top 100 free agents. But you know, you're not going to see Dak Prescott in our list. You're going to see a very Bills centric list, and that's going to be out sometime next week. We will also have the cut candidates. We'll talk in depth about all the cut candidates and then the Bills free agents. I think the following week we'll start diving in to the potential Bills free agents and how things are shaping up with those gentlemen. My good friend Ryan Talbot will be back on the Wednesday show next week. I am Matt Perino. If you would, head over to YouTube, find our YouTube channel. It's Buffalo Bills on nyup.com. Subscribe. And if you're listening on our podcast platform, thank you. If you want, leave a review. We appreciate you guys subscribing and supporting us. Have a great week, and we will see you next week.